Good morning. 7-11. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah. God, I love that song, man.
It's so good. Today we got some fog, otherwise sunny, nice day, high in the mid-80s. Tonight we got some rain and thunder, possible developing after
thunder.
It's gonna be mid-60s. Then Thursday, scattered showers early in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s.
Yeah, if you're planning on doing something outside, do it today.
Looking ahead,
it looks like it's gonna rain.
Crap weekend, man.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, if you want to be like Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback, good news.
Yeah.
You can date a porn star.
He's dating a porn star.
This one's different. Stormy Daniels, the one who has made headlines.
For the Trump thing.
For the Trump controversy. Her and her husband, Glendon Crane, filed for divorce last week, just days after her arrest at an Ohio strip club. Glendon, who wed Stormy in 2015, has accused President Trump's alleged former mistress of cheating on him and requested a restraining order. She's a porn star.
Say you never met Kiki, right? Yeah. Could you date a porn star?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
You'd be okay with it?
I dated a couple strippers.
Did you?
I don't think I'd have a problem dating a porn star.
Yeah. You would have dated a couple strippers.
I did, man. I had my time in the sun. It was fantastic. Now, okay, do you mean active porn star or former porn star?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let's go active.
Guy-girl scenes or girl-only scenes?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah.
I think I could. Just dating, I mean, whatever. So...
Yeah.
Because now here's the thing. If she's doing that for work, that maybe opens the door for me. It's maybe a casual thing.
See, you can't do anything, though, because it's not work for you. It's work for her. She's making money doing it.
That's true.
You can't just go out and sleep with another chick, because that's...
Good point. I mean, yeah, I could do it. I could get over that hump.
You could?
I could.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your day? I'm sore.
You got a little something on your chin. Did you have a donut on the way home?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not glaze. Oh, boy. All right, let me get some napkins.
I'll hold the kiss.
Nah, I'm good.
Maybe a shower.
Maybe after you shower. For God's sake. So if you want to date Stormy Daniels, feel free. This is a little scary, but don't worry. It's only a scam. Scammers are sending emails saying they hacked your web. Speaking of porn, by the way, they've hacked your webcam and recorded you watching porn. And just to drive the point home, they include one of the real passwords that you use.
Oh, really?
Which isn't hard for me. I use the same password for everything. Whatever. Nice try. They demand at least $1,200 in Bitcoin, or they say they'll send the video to all of your contacts. And apparently, some of them have made well over $50,000 in blackmail payments.
Damn.
So it's all a lie. It's a scam. And if you get an email like that, don't worry. You have not been hacked. You're fine.
If I get that email, who cares anyway? Nobody wants to watch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Doing my thing. You know, go ahead.
You know what? Go ahead. That's fine. Send it out there. Send it out. I need to thin out my friend herd anyway. Maybe this will get rid of the real judgmental ones.
All right.
I hate scammers. I hate, telemarketers, everything like that. Just horrible people out there that instead of like, they spend all this time and energy scamming people when they could just get a real job.
Is this the era of telemarketing or what?
Dude, I get at least 3 phone calls a day.
I don't think I ever get a phone call from anybody else but telemarketers.
That is an excellent point. Because you know your friends aren't calling. They'll text.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of the last time I actually legit was on the phone talking to somebody.
Other than my grandma.
Right.
Is this a spammer? You know, why don't you get a real job? Honey, it's your grandma. I don't buy it. Not one bit.
Grandma, you start telemarketing or what?
Come on. What are you doing calling me? You're a telemarketer.
Get out of here, grandma.
Just hanging up on grandma left and right. That's a telemarketer. I ain't taking that phone call. All right, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning dump on the Plan B Morning Show is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Honor.